DRM refers to digital restrictions management. That's the practice of developing software specifically to restrict the users, where the program says, I don't want to show you this file. I don't want to let you copy part of this file. I don't want to print this file for you because you're no good. Literally, the developers design the software to stop you from doing things. Microsoft does it. Apple does it. Adobe does it. Sony did it in a very nasty way and received a lot of criticism for it a year ago. It's therefore a temptation that many proprietary software developers face to put in malicious features. You can't tell in many cases whether a proprietary program has malicious features. Some kinds of malicious features are visible. DRM is visible. If the program refuses to let you do things, you can see that. If it spies on you, you may not be able to see that. It's a different malicious feature. These malicious features are possible because of the fact that the developer has power over the users. If the users were in control, they would take out the malicious features. And with free software, that's what happens, except that we never put them in because it would be like trying to rob a bank by pointing your finger at somebody and saying, I'll shoot my finger, you know. It's going to be obvious that you can't, and nobody's going to do anything but laugh. And so nobody even gets tempted to try to put malicious features into free software because they know that someone else will take them out. But with proprietary software, once the developers have power over the users, they can put in anything they want, and the users can't change it. They're constantly faced with the idea of choosing the features to hurt the users and help themselves at the user's expense.